spanning south of Birmingham to north of Huntsville, from Tuscaloosa to Gadsden, with parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi thrown in for a good measure. What's up, y'all? Ernie Yarbrough here, filling in for Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, and I am thrilled to be with you here today. Always great to have a captive audience just to share what's on the heart and in the mind, and hopeful that we can get some momentum together for a free and flourishing Alabama. We got a triple dipper for you here today. We had our monologue to tell the two chiefs. We're going to look at triple dipper of recovering sanity from the bottom up. And then in our second triple of the triple dipper, we're going to look at pro-life, IVF, and equal protection in Alabama. Have a great phone call there. Phone call with my dad this hour. He's one of my big heroes and mentors. But the second hour, have a extended phone call conversation with a lawyer named Bradley Pierce. Excited for that, and talking about just what's going on with pro-life stuff in Alabama, IVF, equal protection. And then third hour, big, fast, and famous versus small, slow, and obscure. And see if we can't figure out what it is we need to be doing and the models we should be following to make changes, not for the next 4 years, but the next 40, 50, 100 years, and build for the day that we're not going to see. All right. So first of our triple dipper is recovering sanity from the bottom up. Now, when we talk about bottom up, right, grassroots, bottom up versus top down, right, this is the conversation that really ties back into something that I've made a point before. And I think that's really helpful to use word picture association. So I love that example of the pyramid, right? Because Pharaoh built pyramids. Here we are. He's like, hey, this is a visual representation. I'm up here. You're down here. Everything goes towards me at the top. And how do I build this social construct of really tyranny, that the further up you go up the power structure, less and less people get a voice, till you got one guy calling the shots or very few at the top? Well, you have a wide base. You have identity politics, right? You got group politics. You got, hey, this shot is really good for the masses. And if you really love your neighbor, you'll do this, right? You need to surrender your freedoms because it's for the greater good of everybody. Well, of course, here comes America and says, nope, right? They take the pyramid, flip it upside down under God, of course, and start with that, not with a wide base, but a single point of individual liberties and freedoms, right? They say, hey, we're going to build a social structure that's based upon individual liberty and freedom. And it means as we go up the pyramid, it gets wider and wider, which means more and more people get to have a voice in what's going on. It's representative government, right? Only it's on that, still resting on that single point of individual liberties and freedom, which means you can't use collective force to destroy, right? To destroy individual liberties and freedoms. Well, you learn in this process, you really don't need to put a lot of trust in the experts, right? I was looking on my phone here and reading through several aspects of news and thought, huh, here's another example of why Americans are learning not to trust the experts, right? Exclusive federal guide on inclusive language tells bureaucrats to ditch gendered terms like son and daughter. You are no longer supposed to use the terms son and daughter. A 24-page internal document calls to replace terms like cockpit with flight deck. Oh my gosh. Use they, them as default pronouns and to not assume gender. The Department of the Interior, for your safety, published a guide to inclusive language exclusively obtained by the Daily Wire. That it's a news article I'm reading here that tells bureaucrats to avoid gender terms like husband, son, and daughter, and even instructs them to use they, them for pronouns for individuals rather than assume someone's gender. This, of course, is for official use only. The guide includes a list of 104 different terms that the Interior recommends bureaucrats replace with alternate approved words. Husband and wife, for example, should be replaced with spouse, partner, significant other. Daughter and son should be child or kid. Cockpit is now flight deck. The revelation comes as the executive agencies of the federal government have been transformed under the Biden administration, with agencies from Interior to the National Security Agency embracing and institutionalizing the diversity, equity, and inclusion agenda. Folks, this is why we do not trust top-down solutions. We build from the bottom up. We got to invert the pyramid. We got to recover sanity from the bottom up.